All right, we're ready to go.
All right. What we got?
I guess it's good news. For me, it's good news. I've been invited back to have a meeting in the White House with maybe Vice President Biden about rural affairs in Taney County, and they're going to pick up all the costs. Well, all the costs minus, it's going to be like $70, it looks like. So I need to make sure you guys are nodding. It's all right. It's through NACO. I was appointed to a steering committee for rural action or rural affairs, and so they're going to stipend everything for the trip. So
I'd be for it.
Can you videotape it and let us have a few laughs out of it?
I'd rather you not.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can already tell you I will, but we'll have technical difficulties. So there are going to be a few expenses. And Jillian doing the pricing, it doesn't appear that it'll exceed $100.
I'd certainly approve up to $100.
Okay. All right. All right, that was my thing. Just going to make a plane reservation.
The one thing, I think just one thing.
Yeah, I've got it here in my calendar. Next month. No, this month. Next month. Sorry. He asked a question then. April 27th. So the end of April. Okay.
Sounds fun to me.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to get on the table the Coon Creek pump station issue.
Okay.
And I gave you all copies earlier of the discussions I had yesterday with John and John.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob's tried to help on it a little bit, and we're not posted to make any decision. One issue was, well, we were scheduled today, and then we tried to move it. And it was going to be like the 28th or 24th,
yeah,
or something, and quite a long ways out. And so anyway, maybe y'all can individually have some conversations with John and John and see if we could, if we do need to take some kind of action, if we can't work out something long before the 24th,
right,
to make that decision.
My only thoughts, I think, is just making sure we had an adequate enough bids or pricing on who's going to do the work. I think the sole source is clearly defined what sole source is. I think, and you mentioned Rosetta's giving a price and Miller Blevins is going to give us a price. As soon as we got some prices, I don't see any issue not moving forward. It sounds like it's a definite emergency and need.
That's my only concern is that we were told in a SIR board meeting that we could be, if it goes out, we're going to be manning 24/7. Now we're putting it off.
Yeah, I just want to see what the price is, and we can make a decision.
So I guess really all we need to make a decision on is trying to find a day soon that we could hear the information and make that decision.
Instead
of having to wait till the
24th. My step thing is that as soon as we've got it, I'd like to see at least two prices. As soon as we get the price, we can do an emergency vote.
They may be able to get together where we could do it Monday.
That's fine.
Well, Sewer Board meets again Tuesday. I'm trying to think, did the Sewer Board actually approve both, or did they just approve the sole source and they were going to go out for informal bids on the
I think that's labor. What it was, sole source and informal bid.
My guess would have been that they approved the whole ball of wax.
I don't remember,
but
to be honest.
I'm not certain.
But Monday's fine.
All right, well, if you guys have opportunity, that'd be my suggestion, if y'all listen, and
okay.
Hopefully they, I don't... Hooker did say that he didn't know if he could get something from Miller that, you know, how quick he could.
Okay.
But if he could, that'd be wonderful, and then they'd get the ball rolling.
I'm good with that. Yeah, it sounded like a definite emergency.
I don't have anything else until we get to...
Do we have a mailroom discussions coming up next week? Is that right?
Week from Monday, I believe.
Okay.
Did you have something, Gary, for us, administrative?
I had just a kind of not an unusual thing come up. I wanted to get... permission.
Why don't you come up here and sit with Bob so that we can everybody hear you?
When Joan Canning left, her position, I know there's been some issues come up about her email and her contact list, and the way we're handling that now is we have Ron Houseman is logging into her computer,
mm-hmm,
as with her username, but really that a better way might be, if you were to actually send an email then, it would look like it was coming from Joan.
Mm-hmm.
And what we should probably do would be to just forward those emails, additionally, even on Joan's computer, but copy to him. Just so if he replied to him, it would look like it's coming
from him. An auto-forward from Joan's to Ron, since he's OED?
Right, and that way it would look like it would be Ron sending him rather than Joan. So it's a little bit confusing the way it is, but it's something we don't normally address, and I just thought we'd want your permission to be able to do that.
I'm fine with that.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would keep the actions of the office going, I think.
And on the contacts, regarding the contacts, I mean,
yeah.
I know that she and I were in some meetings where she took the business card, so
sure.
I mean, I assume that you can import those into mine if you wanted to. I think, Chuck, you expressed interest in getting the contacts, the business card, I don't know, you know, the
contact list.
The contact list.
Uh-huh. So yeah. That could be forwarded.
And then, obviously, you can send it.
Anybody that you don't approve would be fine
sure.
for us to do.
I mean, that seems normal.
Okay.
So. Yep.
But maybe we just want to make sure it's okay, because we didn't want to make it look like she's still here in case...
No, we just need to forward it. I think you're right, Gary. Okay. That's the best thing to do is forward it.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up.
Sure.
I can't remember if it was Sean or who was working on it, but they mm-hmm. were trying to move that over in a file where I could, any of us,
uh-huh.
could pull it up.
Uh-huh.
Not just the contacts, but the projects, because there's a whole gob of projects, needless to say.
We have it's all in DocuWare. It's all accessible. You may not have the password to get in their file, but again, Ron has that.
And Jillian and Nikki have got access to DocuWare.
They do have, yes.
Yeah.
Do.
As long as we can get into it.
Yeah.
And then the spreadsheet, I mean, she had some spreadsheets with that. I think Tim Kahn got all those, and that's, I haven't got a new one, but I was going to Tim, the Excel document. I was going to go to Tim for that. So.
Okay, sure.
Let me just ask a question now that you brought up Tim. Tim's been asking me this week, and it was my memory. I'm sorry, I don't want to...
No,
are you done?
I am. If that's it, we'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The IDA board. It's been a while, but my memory when I used to go to those meetings before Carsonella was doing their work for them, that we checked and they did have director's liability insurance, and I don't remember where, but I thought it was through the county because they were appointed by the county commission, but I wasn't sure. And Tim's been very worried about that this week, and that's what I told him. And you guys may be asked to approve adding that to your insurance if it's not already up, not already on.
So is Tim? Oh well, Tim's got the insurance, so Tim can talk to Tim. And is that what it is? I mean, because that's where the insurance would come from. And they need the coverage, obviously. They're board appointed, so.
Anyway, that might be an issue that Tim might want to talk to you about, or you might want to take up
okay.
pretty soon, but Tim was worried about it this week.
Okay.
And I'm not blaming him. If I were on that board, I'd want liability.
He's bringing it to us, then? We don't do anything at this point?
I may have to email him and say bring it to you. He may have already put it on there, because I told him that I thought it was on there. And I told him to check with Mulfirm and see if it was originally on there.
I can remember discussions, but... We certainly need to check for them
anyway,
and the sewer board and anybody else, right?
Okay, I'll just send a quick note to Tim and say, bring it to us. How's that?
That's fine.
One other one I thought of, we had a request for flags over in the new courthouse conference room at the end of the hall. Alicia had sent us a note. I visited with her. If you all have opportunity to visit with her and see if you all are okay or not okay with that, we need to give them an answer on that.
Which way are you leaning? I don't even know.
I'm leaning towards it.
Just do it?
Yeah.
Are you just talking about like two of these flags that
yeah.
I'm talking about? Just a set of these?
Right.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yep. I'm guessing $200 to $300 probably.
Okay. That might be cheap.
And that might be low? Could be. I had a question because we had other flags here. And I asked about where those went, and they went to courtroom number 4, if I remember right. So everything's being used that we have, and they would like to, because there are public meetings in there from time to time.
Okay.
Just need to. Okay.
We're done.
Rick?
Did anyone ask you guys if the IDA? You ask them if they know that IDA was not the problem.
Oh, they are. I've checked. If I've only seen.
That's. I thought that's what you said. Bring up.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. We'll recess
to 1:30.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye bye.
Okay. send it to him right now. Okay, I sent it, so we're done. I think we got something accomplished with the BOE.
It'd be nice if it